Yes, well, greetings again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you for dialing in once again, and trust that God has given you opportunity to use what we've been talking about to grow you and strengthen you in Him this week and in the days to come as we look at His Word for strength and for guidance, and know that He has blessed His Word, and He uses that to give us food and strengthen us. And so with that, I trust that God has been doing that work in your heart and in mine, and I am thankful for God's Word, something that many, many people wish they could have, the Word of God in their own language. We don't know much about that because we have it so readily available. Let's not take for granted that we have the words of life, the words of God, recorded for us and written down. And I too often forget how precious that really truly is. And I want to repent of being comfortable and being just unthankful for the Word. I am thankful, but there's days when I neglect the Word of God like I should, like I shouldn't do. And I trust that God will give us all a great hunger for His Word and for His righteousness. We've been talking about fear and faith, and then we turned that around and called it faith and fear. And I know that we'll deal with these things from time to time, if not every day. But God gives us opportunity to trust Him, have faith in Him, and also to fear Him. And we talked about how that it's not earthly fear what we're talking about here. Earthly fear causes us to fret and to worry and to be anxious. But godly fear is a whole different thing. You know, Jesus said by worrying, He said, what can you gain by worrying? I'm putting this in my own words. He said, you can't change your height, the color of your hair by worrying. You can't do it. You can't make things better by worrying about it. That's earthly fear, worry. But when there's godly fear, that changes a person's life. And it makes his perspective much greater towards God. And I'd like to just look at a scripture with you here now. It's in 2 Corinthians, and it's chapter 6. And I'll read a few verses in chapter 6 and then one verse in chapter 7. And I want to just present this to you this time as we look at God's Word and just look at some of the fear that we should have towards our God. Verse 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Or what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Or what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, this is chapter 7 now, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And I believe that the scriptures are telling us that we need to be separate, we need to be wholly set apart, and that's a work that God does in our hearts. He's telling us that we have these great promises that God will dwell in us. He'll be our God. We'll be His people. He'll be a father to us. We'll be sons and daughters to the Lord Almighty. And then he says, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And this fear here is a holy fear. It's a fear of knowing that God is a righteous God, a righteous judge, and that he will, or actually we will stand before him one day in judgment. And we know that we will have to make account for everything that we've ever done. And the only way that we can satisfy a holy God is to be cleansed by the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, who lived a holy life, blameless, completely blameless, without any fault. And there's no man who has ever been able to do that. No matter how good a person is or how disciplined a person is, he still cannot save himself. Only by the blood of Jesus Christ. You may have a very good heritage. You may have quite a bit of godly ancestors and heritage that is above and beyond many. But those kinds of things cannot get you into heaven. It's only by the blood of Jesus Christ. You must submit yourself to him. You must give yourself to him and take on his righteousness. Because the Bible tells us our righteousness is filthy rags. Even the very best that we can come up with is filthy rags. But the righteousness by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that is when God looks at us and sees the blood of Jesus pleading for us, that's our way to heaven, to be with him, to let him be our righteousness, to fill us and to be our God, and we his sons and daughters. And God has made that provision, and so let us walk in it, and let us be separate, as the scripture says here. But I do want to encourage us one way here. Separation is not a license for us to cast out and to shun people. We are to be separate and be holy and not to have fellowship and communion with unbelievers. And we certainly don't want to be in idolatry. We're not to partake of the world's sins. But we are to reach out and touch a sinful world. And that's a delicate issue. We want to be separate, and I believe everybody that's listening wants to be separated, separate from this world. We don't want the filthiness that we see and all the things that are so disgusting and so unpleasing in the sight of God. And yet, there are people out there who need the love of Christ. They need somebody to speak the words of truth to them, the word of God. And that needs to be you and I, friend. We need to go out and we need to make ourselves available to the filthy world out there, but not partake in their sin. We're to live a holy life. And the only way, I believe, the only way we can do that is by the filling of the Holy Spirit as he draws us to God and fills us, gives us the power to be witnesses for him. He enables us to go out and to touch the unclean things. I'm not talking about taking up their habits and to agree with the things they're doing, but to go out and touch them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And not to cast them away, but to tell them of Christ, to pray for them, and to show them the way of salvation through Jesus Christ. I believe that is what the mission is for you and I. And all the while, we're to keep ourselves unspotted and unstained from this world. Now, again, we won't be able to do that if we're not in fellowship with our holy Lord. Because if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves letting our guard down. We'll find ourselves thinking thoughts and doing things maybe we shouldn't be doing. But as we look to the Lord, as we have holy fear of God in our hearts, I believe that will keep us cleansed. It will keep us near the cross of Christ. Keep us near to the preciousness of God and his ways. It will be in our hearts. But there also will be a compassion on the lost and a concern. Not everybody's going to appreciate it, but there may be some. There will be some out there who will appreciate hearing the testimony of God's people. Let us be diligent to pray and to ask God to open up opportunities for us to witness and to share in a dirty, filthy world out there without spotting and getting ourselves dirtied by the world, but letting Him continue to cleanse us while we go into a dangerous place. And again, I want to emphasize, we're not talking about becoming as the sinner, but going to the sinner and showing them Christ Jesus, and lifting Him up and living a holy life before Him through Jesus Christ, our Savior. I'm just going to pray that God will give you opportunity to do that in the near future, that God will bring somebody across your path that is maybe a person that you'd rather not speak to or be around, but that God will give you, I pray that God will give you grace to see through those things and see that heart that's crying out for God. So maybe sensitive to what God wants to do. There's somebody that I believe God wants you to speak to and share the love of Christ with them. And with that, I want to just leave you with that thought, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's go and give the gospel to the lost around us. May God give you courage and strength and fill you with His Holy Spirit as you endeavor to keep yourself unspotted and unstained from this world. God bless you.